Williams Means Business with Rachel Smalley on News Talk ZB.
Good evening to you. It's 6:07. Well, BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert has questioned the New Zealand media's role in relation to the state of the current housing market. He asks if the ongoing and pretty extensive coverage, in particular, of Auckland's declining property prices is a self-fulfilling prophecy. His views echo those of investment analyst Brian Gaynor. He spoke publicly late last year about Ireland's spectacular housing crash. Now, the media there was widely blamed for helping sustain the bubble by hyping up the market with story upon story on the best suburbs to live. And of course, the same has happened in this country. Now, Mr. Ebert declined to appear on the program tonight. Instead, though, we are joined by ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley. He has a different perspective. Hello to you, Nick.
Hello.
Go on, tell us. Is the media the devil here?
Well, the media's role is in everything, not just the housing market, is in reporting on the reality that's around us. And when you look at the reality of the housing market, we have seen over the last year it has slowed down and prices have been pretty flat this year and even falling very marginally in some places as well. So the challenge is what is it, what are we talking about with the media's role? And it is really to report on the reality that's all around us.
That said, you know, the media does from time to time sensationalise scenarios. And if they're referring to, look, the market, we think it's heating up, you know, is there a bubble coming, what have you, does that then prompt people to kind of get out quickly? Does that fuel the situation and prompt people to get out and buy in that market and sell?
From my perspective, the key thing is that people need information to make decisions. So what we want is objective reporting of what's happening so that people can make good decisions based on all the information that's there. But certainly there is a lot of fascination with the housing market. We do see a lot of extensive coverage of the housing market when it's going up, when it's going down. And that does reflect the fact that there is heavy interest in the housing market and it's very important to a lot of people's lives.
What's your take on the current situation with the property market?
When we're looking at Auckland, we have seen over the last year sales turnover has steadily fallen. The number of homes that are available on the market for sale has gone up by about two-thirds over that period. So it has swung to being a bit more of a buyer's market now. Buyers aren't sort of panicking and rushing with that fear of missing out that they were during a lot of the boom, and they can afford to take their time and be more considered with their offers. So the price tension's gone for the market in Auckland. Elsewhere around the country, we have seen price growth slowing where it's been running for a bit stronger, for a bit longer than Auckland. So it's sort of been a bit behind the Auckland market in that sense. But we'll start to see the market cooling beyond Auckland as well.
What's caused that? I mean, why the easing in the price tensions in Auckland? What are the factors that have fueled that?
There are a few things. Some of the key things will be, first up, we have been hit again by loan restrictions from the Reserve Bank, and that latest increase in the required deposit for investors certainly seems to have bitten a lot harder than the previous one. So you can really see a change in the lending behaviour amongst investors. Prices in Auckland are also really high compared to incomes, and people are perhaps looking and going, well, this is just not affordable at the moment. It's not worth trying to push the price up aggressively. And we did see interest rates start to spike a little bit last year after Donald Trump got elected. So that whole period of years where interest rates had fallen steadily has come to an end, and I think people are being a bit more cautious when they're thinking about, hang on, interest rates can actually go up now, we'd better be a bit more careful. So all those factors I think are combining to slow things down.
All right, the Real Estate Institute's data for June out tomorrow, Nick. Any expectations on what we're likely to see in that?
Well, again, we're likely to see a similar trend. I think prices flat, marginally down over the month. The sales turnover looks like it might be stabilising a little bit after that sort of steady decline coming through, but it's really just that continuation of that trend that, yes, the market has cooled, sales turnover is down from its peak, and the price growth has dried up.
Nick Tuffley from ASB, the chief economist there, thank you. It's coming up 6:12. Is the media to blame for fueling that housing situation, for fueling the house prices? Fran O'Sullivan is with us next.